This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Tuesdays at 11, you can set your clock to it. Even on Cesta de Mayo. We're celebrating with our guy, Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan, Little Nate X. Nate Dog, how we doing, buddy? How fired up are you for Caps Canes?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Toby's in for B today. Say hi to Toby.
I heard the good news. No, okay. You don't got to tell me twice.
Right.
I'm excited. You know what's crazy is out of the eight teams left, all the sports books have the Caps as the biggest underdog to win the Cup, despite the Caps being
That's crazy.
Number one in the East, second in points, probably the best team that I watched all season at times. There were times during the regular season when this Caps team was unbeatable. The Carolina's favored in the series, which I think is crazy. I understand why, kind of. I get what Vegas doesn't like about the Caps. Farivari being hurt, Ovi being 39. I don't know if they 100% trust Logan Thompson in net, but I do. So I'm taking the Caps in six.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to ask you is, like, we've seen how many times this Caps team run into a hot goalie and then they end up getting dispatched because they just can't seem to put one past them. LT was hot at the end of that last series against the Canadiens. You think he could be the hot goalie, and that's the reason, obviously, that the Caps are probably the better team. They were in the regular season, at least, even though the odds makers don't seem to agree. But, I mean, LT could be the difference in this series.
Yeah, a billion percent. LT had some saves where, I mean, to use the cliche, he was standing on his head. He was a brick wall back there. He was the reason, in my opinion, that we won in five against Montreal and not six. Just some outstanding saves to bail out the team a few times. And we saw that during the regular season a bunch where if the Caps defense made some mistakes, and I think it's their biggest flaw is too many turnovers in their own zone leading to good chances for
that
the other team.
Bad against Montreal.
And we saw it against Montreal. I think we saw it a bit too much in the regular season, but Thompson was always there to bail them out. And he did it all last series, and hopefully the defense, you know, gets their act together and limits the turnovers. But Toby, like, to your point, what if we have a hot goalie? Like, yeah, we saw with Braden Holtby in 2018, and hopefully we have the second coming of it this season.
Certainly, man. I think, you know, they had to get past round one, and they did, and they dispatched Montreal, even though some people wanted that. They didn't end the season all that well, but to your credit, Nate, you always said, I'm not worried about it. They're trying to get over the record. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was never worried about that.
LT was hurt. Protas was hurt. Part of me thinks, dude, they've had 5 days of rest. Now, Carolina's had six, I guess. But, like, I feel like they're going into the postseason. I had this conversation with people about, they're going to beat Montreal, but I'm worried about the Canes in round two. And my mind has shifted to, this is going to be a tough series, but Washington's bigger and stronger and better, and they're just going to wear down Carolina. And I've been saying Caps at six also. I think, what are the chances here that, like, the Caps are back to wagon status and just nobody recognizes it yet?
Right, exactly. So, I think a lot of people are sleeping on the fact that Alexi Protas, was a top three 5-on-5 weapon in the whole league in the regular season and our top penalty killer. and he missed basically the entire first round, and we still 1-5 with a completely healthy Protas and a great goaltender and Ovi on a week's rest and these guys on a week rest. This team very well could just be a team that can plow through the East and people are sleeping on it. I think that's definitely possible. I will give Carolina credit, though. I don't think they're a bad team. I think Carolina is very good, very hard to play against. We saw them a ton during the regular season. At times, they could just bully teams, push them around, do whatever they wanted out on the ice. They're very well coached. I hate giving them all this credit, but they're not Montreal. They're not, you know, they don't have a lack of depth like Montreal. They don't have terrible defense like Montreal. Carolina is good.
Right.
But I agree with what you just said, JP. The Caps basically locked up the playoffs in mid-January. This team was so good the entire regular season. It's the best locker room, like, group of guys that we've seen maybe ever in Washington. I don't want to say that any team in the East can beat this Caps team. We saw too many games during the regular season when the Caps felt like scoring, they could score at will. When they felt like playing tough, hard-nosed physical hockey, they can play tough, hard-nosed physical hockey. This Caps team can play down to teams, up to teams, physical to teams, score at will. This Caps team is very, very, very good, and I don't get why, you know, national media, sportsbooks, whoever, aren't recognizing that.
I'm curious, when you go into the series, there's some bad blood between these teams. I mean, we saw a matchup earlier, about a month ago, that was just a bloodbath on the ice to finish that one. How buttoned up do you think it's going to be? If it's tight, do you think that you're still going to see some of that chippiness? Obviously, if you end up with a 3 or 4 goal lead, either way, there's probably going to be some extra stuff. But if it's tight, how buttoned up do you think both teams are going to be on their best behavior just to stay out of the box and not spark anything?
No, I don't think best behavior is going to be in anybody's vocabulary necessarily, especially when, you know, a guy like Tom Wilson can – we saw how he changed the Montreal series with one hit. One huge hit tilted that series and made Montreal's will to play hockey disappear. Like, that's how good and how important Tom Wilson is to the game. And Carolina knows that. I mean, they're not scared of him. You know, they're all professional hockey players. They're all big dudes. But they know that when Tom Wilson's on the ice, they better have three eyes open because he can change a series in the blink of an eye. So I don't think best behavior is necessarily going to be out there. I think Carolina's going to try to get an edge in any way they can to try to neutralize a guy like Tom Wilson. I just think we are too good, too fast, too physical for that to completely matter. Carolina can try, but I don't think they're going to be successful.
What is the deal in playoff hockey? There's way less fighting just because people don't want to take the penalties, right? Whereas in the regular season, there's like a willingness.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you don't, especially, I mean, you won't play your fighter, especially fighting's down in the league overall, but you'll play your skill guy and not your fighter. You don't want to waste a roster spot with a fighter.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. We're going to do this a little later. We're going to kind of make our picks and dive in a little bit. Who, like, Ovi, Willie, Protas, LT, like, those are kind of the obvious ones. Who needs to really be a star? Is there an unheralded Cap or a less discussed Capital that you expect to ball out tonight?
Let me talk about Connor McMichael real quick. Connor McMichael has all the skill in the world. He finished the regular season with 26 goals. It's not like he was bad by any means. If he converted on half the chances that he gets stuffed on, I think he converts less breakaways and 2-on-1s than anybody in the league. If he could finish, I think he can just have an unbelievable breakout series, playoffs, etc. He played very, very, very well in the first round. Actually, tied for second on the team in points in the first round with 5. He's tied with Tom Wilson and Ovi and Bevoulier. Dylan Strome just had an outrageously good first round with 9 points. But I think Connor McMichael, he's a natural goal scorer, and he's only 24 years old. I don't think he has even begun to scratch his potential, despite we've been talking about him since he was 18. He's been around forever. I'm just waiting. Even though he had 26 goals in the regular season, I am waiting for him to break out because he has all the talent. He just hasn't quite gotten over the hump yet. But I'm looking at him to just absolutely tear it up this series.
Speaking of young guys looking for a breakout, Ryan Leonard, I think early on I thought he was really impressive, and then I think it's kind of been up and down. I think at the end of the Canadian series there were some moments where you saw some flashes, and then there were some moments that left a little bit desired from him. What do you think his impact is going to be on this series?
I almost disagree with what you just said. I think Ryan Leonard, for his ice time, has been
nothing. I disagree too.
But impressive. I think Ryan Leonard is being handcuffed a little bit by Lars Eller being his center. I think Lars Eller has been – I love Lars Eller. I don't want to say a bad thing about him. I think he does a lot of little things well. Lars Eller is not a playmaking center that Ryan Leonard is going to generate offense with. I think if Ryan Leonard was given a better center, he would be producing way more offense. But I think individually, especially at 5-on-5, Leonard's doing everything and more to just generate any sort of offense and chances that he can. I would love to see him get on the board more. I think he realized late in the Montreal series that he doesn't have to do the extra pass, that he's so naturally talented that if he just shoots, he can make good things happen. I fully expect him to get on the board in the Carolina series. I think he's just kind of still figuring out the NHL game and the aggressiveness needed to score. And I think he's putting it all together. I know that they're helping him, you know, watching the tape, saying, hey, you didn't have to make this fancy pass here. You can just drive to the net. We saw him drive to the net games 4 and 5 against Montreal. And I have nothing really but good things to say about what Ryan Leonard's been able to do, despite, you know, maybe his line not being the most offensively gifted line around him. But, yeah, I would like to see Ryan Leonard score early and often against Carolina.
Toby, you're going to learn about Nate Dogg that there's very rarely any level of pessimism. A lot of optimism. Choose optimism. It costs the same. I'm with you, Nate Dogg.
Hey, I was optimistic about Jaden Daniels. He's a Hall of Famer. Went to the NFC Championship game. I called it our year in 2018. We won the Stanley Cup. There's no reason to stop now.
As long as we don't count other proclamations, you're dead on, bro. You're dead
on. I'm 2 for 2. Sounds like I'm 2 for 2.
Yeah. I still have that Carson Wentz Commander's towel I saved for you.
That was just bad luck. Just a couple bad bounces. Go the other way.
Just one time. You make mistakes every now and then, right?
All right. Talk with our friend Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate. You can read all his stuff at BarstoolSports.com. Who's a hurricane we're going to hate?
God, they are a hateable bunch.
All of them?
gosh. Who do you want to hate? I mean...
Do you want to know some good news? This might help you. We did an exercise here getting to know some of our players. We decided for Aho, we're going to call him A-Ho. So whenever it's like, oh, damn, they're beating up a hoe. Like, you get to have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? And the other dude is Shane Gots to be here. So have fun with that.
Yeah, Gots to Bear, we saw him a lot in Philadelphia.
No, it's Gots to be here.
I'm going to hate Seth Jarvis. I think he's going to give us a couple headaches that we're not going to be happy about. I mean, Carolina has all these dudes. They have, like, Brent Burns, who's been around forever. They have Taylor Hall, who's been around forever. You know, they have Dmitry Orlov, who played in Washington forever, who seems to score against us every time we play against him since.
Yeah, did he have a hat trick in a game this year?
What was that?
Did Orlov have a hat trick against them early in the year, or was it maybe he just scored twice?
He definitely scored twice. Did he have a hat trick? I can't recall. But, yeah, Carolina has a lot of vets who have been around forever who understand how to play playoff hockey. They're not going to be the easiest of games, but I'll reiterate what I said at the top of the call for the people tuning in now. I just think the Caps, when they're at their best and healthy like we are, were the best team I watched in the NHL all season, and there's no reason for me to believe that all of a sudden that's going to change. I truly think that, you know, we just have too many difference makers. You know, Dylan Strome, Ovi, Carlson, Logan Thompson. I mean, the list goes on and on. Tom Wilson. I think we went in 6.
I'm with you, man.
Do you think the rest is a good thing for this club since they're a little bit older with some of these older guys and being able to, or is it maybe going to have a little rust in impact here in game 1?
I'm a firm believer that more rest it can only help. I'm so glad we didn't go to seven and then had a turnaround, you know, in 1 or 2 days. Ovi is 39, and no matter how good he looks, 39 is still 39. Let him repair. Let him get his rest. Protus needed, you know, a couple more games, it looked like, to get back to fully 1,000%. I would say he's probably playing at 90%. I think he's now at 100%. And then, you know, Carlson is getting up there in age, so it's good for him to get a little rest. I don't know if he was completely healthy during the Montreal series either. So, yeah, I think more rest is always better.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Carly's back, but maybe you get 5 days off. It helps a
lot.
Obviously, the big game tonight, Caps Canes, we're fired up. You know what? You would love this, Nate. So we've been giving tickets away all day and yesterday also. And the last dude, so we always ask, like, all right, who are you going to bring with you? Because it's a pair of tickets. And the guy's like, oh, I'm taking my son. Like, how cool is that for when that kid gets home from school today, or hell, now his dad probably just texts him while he's in biology or whatever. But and he's like, hey, I got his tickets. Like, that is what makes, I don't know. Playoff hockey is just so unique. And I can't, I thought you don't travel for the first round. Are you coming down tonight?
No, I'm coming. If there's a game five, I will be in the building next Thursday for game five.
Okay.
I am writing an angry letter to the NHL, though. Not having a single weekend game during rounds one or two is quite annoying. But I will persevere and overcome. And if it does go to five, if we don't sweep, I will be at game five.
I'll be in Raleigh for game four, should you want to meet me there.
If we're up 3-0, I will come down to Raleigh for game four.
Well, put this in your bonnet. Pearl Jam plays Sunday night at the Hurricanes Arena.
You taking me on a date?
I'm just saying, it's been a while since we've had a night.
I would love to go with you.
Me and Nate at Pearl Jam on Mother's Day. That'll go great. dude, I did want to make sure we had some time though for the NFL draft announcement that came out yesterday. Obviously a ton of momentum in DC surrounding the city's relationship with the NFL. I think the draft is just going to be super dope here. What was your reaction?
I think it's great. I feel like I've talked about having cool sports events on the National Mall for the last 13 years. I think we've always wanted an outdoor hockey game on the National Mall, and a lot of people said the logistics don't make sense. How do you do it? This and that. I think having the draft on the Mall is going to open up a lot of doors for other cool things to happen there. I think the NFL draft is just going to scratch the surface of what's capable. The background is going to be so cool for these kids. You know, they're fulfilling their lifelong dream of going to the NFL, and they're going to do it what I believe is the most well-known historical landmark in the world. The mall between the Capitol building and the Washington Monument is just the coolest backdrop. I wouldn't even know how to be pessimistic about this. I think it's just such a cool idea. It's going to look visually stunning. They're expecting, what, I think Goodell said a million fans to show up.
A million fans. Now, granted, it's over 3 days, but
It looks like hell on TV. Like when they showed Nashville a couple years ago and Green Bay this last year, just all these people jam-packed in there. Old Eric might have to come down for it. It's just I like being a part of very cool events like that. I just think it's going to be so special. And we're going to have the 32nd pick, which is going to be so fun. It's going to be just a 3-month celebration from Super Bowl to draft in D.C. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I mean, we were asking, which would you rather have, a Super Bowl or the draft? And I said the draft, but
what kind of question? Whoa. Who's asking that?
I'm not saying, like, in D.C., right?
Not like the Commanders are in the Super Bowl. What do you want the city to host more?
And my answer is the draft. But if, you know, at RFK 2.0, Washington's playing in a Super Bowl there, sign me all the way up for that.
Sure. That's a separate. The question, though, is relevant. What do you think is a cooler event to host, the Super Bowl or the draft, Nate?
It's the Super Bowl. The draft, people who love the draft love the draft. But the Super Bowl is worldwide phenomenon. Billion people watch it. To have a Super Bowl in Washington, D.C., I think is, JP, like, you're the most diehard DC guy that I know. Wouldn't that just be like kind of like you would feel more fulfilled as a person, even if we're not in that Super Bowl. Just Washington D.C. proper hosting the Super Bowl, that's so one of a kind. Just what we live for, Americana, all of it. I think that would be so special.
So on the surface level, I totally agree with you. But when I think about it more, I think both of these are like huge economic bonuses for the city and for the surrounding area, right? I think the people that live here, if you're a married couple with three kids in Beltsville, I think you have a tremendous amount of access to the draft, and the odds are of the married couple with one child living in Tenleytown of actually going to the Super Bowl are pretty slim. So that's the only difference for me. It's like the Super Bowl exists and it's awesome, but it's like CEOs are flying from around the country to go to the actual game. So it's a little different for me. We got to run. At least agree it's an interesting topic.
I'll say this. The best thing about a new stadium in D.C. is when we're on primetime Monday Night Football and they show shots of Washington, D.C., we won't be in Landover.
Yes,
you know, we'll be
yeah.
in D.C. Mm-hmm. with the flyovers, with the
You'll
monument.
You'll probably move back by then.
I can't wait. I'm very, very, very excited to move back to D.C.
All right. I'll either see you in Raleigh or D.C. next week. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. See you guys. Thank you.
That's our guy, Barstool Nate. Question is now up to you. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What do you want more? The Super Bowl to be hosted in D.C.? Or the draft that's coming to D.C.? We're going to ask the Aquarium as well. Taking your calls next on The Fan.